thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and a bunch of other things here in Campbell, California, bringing you the thought for today. Now, I bet you'd like to know what the topic is of our thought for today. Well, actually, it's not what you think it is. I say the thought for today is the test of good manners is seeing everyone else with good manners, too. Now, we were just speaking about the girls picking their teeth with toothpicks. We have the toothpicks on the table so it can be used, and they can sit right here and pick their teeth in front of other people. And what is wrong with that? Now, if our society says that is not correct, then we don't do that. If our society says that it's a natural, normal thing to do, then we do that. Do you do that at home with your family? Yes. Do you do that with your friends? Yes. Do you do that when you're out at high society at a very expensive restaurant? Well, yes, you do. If you get something stuck in your tooth, then you put a toothpick in there and take it out, or you leave the table and take care of it, or you hold your hand in front of you, you put your finger in there, yeah. But the thing is, those are not necessarily things of manners. Those are things of training and condition and things that we accept. Now, if you're raised in a family where it's allowed to use toothpicks at the table, which I imagine most families do, then why should that be not allowed in good manners? You see, good manners are what you do all the time. Not just something that you do in public, but something that you do in private too. Good manners are what you do at all times. And you don't scratch your genitals in public, and you don't scratch your genitals in private. You might go in the bathroom and scratch them for some reason, but that's another point. The thing is, you just don't do that. Those are things that are not acceptable, and they're not societally correct. Now, if you're in a nudist camp, it's perfectly okay for everyone to be naked. And you come to the table naked, and you walk around, sit around, and you go to the bar naked, you do anything naked, and it's okay. Now, if you're in normal society, and by normal society that means not a nudist camp or not your personal home, you just don't normally do that. Now, many parents, they sit at the dining room table and they swear at each other and they swear at the children, and they use very improper language. And then the children go out and use improper language in their friends' homes. And the friends think, my goodness, how are those children raised? What sort of manners are they taught at home? Are they taught at home to use such poor language, you know? And it's what you do at all times. Because is there ever a time for you to be discourteous to somebody else? No, never. Because you're being discourteous to yourself. Is there ever a time to do something to someone else that is unkind or, you might say, uncalled for? No, never. And you say, well, sometimes you have to. Now, we were watching a fantasy show the other night about a prince and a princess and so forth. And the prince came along and had to save the princess by knocking her down. And he knocked her down. And the princess says, I don't understand why you're doing this all the time, you know. And he says, well, I don't understand why you were standing in the middle of the road and not moving when this carriage came along, you know. And she couldn't tell him that she had a spell cast on her that wouldn't let her move out of the way. But she still felt indignity in having him bump her out of the way. He could have swept her up off her feet and carried her to the side of the road, but because it was an instantaneous action, it had to be done in just that way. But would it be a thing that you would do normally? Would you normally tackle a girl standing in the middle of the road? It would be certainly improper, wouldn't it? Now, what are things that are improper? What are things that are not acceptable? What are things that are things that we just don't do? Well, We don't need to enumerate them, but we know what they are. We know what the things are that are acceptable. We know what the things are that are the things to do. Now, some of you were raised in Buckingham Palace, and your mother was a queen, and your father was the prince, and your family, your brothers and sisters, were princesses and princesses, and so here you are, raised in this family, and you are expected to act like royalty. I would imagine they don't have toothpicks on the royal table. I would imagine they have napkins on the royal table at every meal. And before you start to eat, you take the napkin and put it in your lap. You don't eat with the napkin sitting on the table. I would imagine they have many pieces of silver on either side of their plate and on top of their plate, and I mean above their plate and everything else, and that you are supposed to learn which ones are the proper things to use at the proper time. Now, you would do that at home, and you would do that when you go out. Now, I wonder what the royal family does when they go to Arby's or when they go to McDonald's or something like that, and I'm sure they do. Do they look for the various knives and forks and spoons and so forth, or do they play the game as the game is supposed to be played? Mm-hmm. When you go on a picnic, do you have all sorts of these knives, forks, spoons, and what have you? Sometimes, because the royal family is going on a picnic, and so the royal kitchen puts out all this stuff in preparation for their picnic. And so the royal family eats with all these knives and forks and spoons and what have you. Well, it's okay. It's okay. But the thing is, that's what's natural for the royal family. That's what the royal children have been raised on. Do you think the royal children can forget their good manners very easily? No, they can't. They may pretend they forget their good manners and eat like everybody else eats. Like picking up the hamburger and eating it with their fingers, you know. Fingers! You're supposed to take a knife and fork and cut it in little pieces and pick it up and eat it, you know. But no, a hamburger is designed to be eaten with your fingers. And Kentucky Fried Chicken, you eat that with a fork? I mean, I see people eat Kentucky Fried Chicken with a knife and fork. And I think to myself, why bother? Why not go and buy chicken that's already off, cut off the bone, and all real nice and done just perfectly, if you're going to take away the delicious sucking away on the bones and pulling the meat off and eating it and enjoying it. But you see, there's a time and a place for these things. The manners that call for Kentucky Fried Chicken and the manners that call for the the Buckingham Palace are quite different, you know. Two different things. But then again, let's look at that once again. In Buckingham Palace, there are maybe 100 dining rooms, you know? And each dining room has a different purpose. There is the grand dining room that's used only for big occasions. There is the other dining room for lesser occasions. And then there's another dining room for just an intimate occasion with the ambassador or somebody like that, you know. And then there are other dining rooms that are for the servants. And then there are other dining rooms that are for the royal family, that are special just for them and not open to the public. And then there are the dining alcoves for the royal family who eat in their room or who have a private eating by themselves because the rest of the family doesn't always come down at the same time. And so you see, there are many ways, there are many habits, there are many patterns that we learn to follow. And if we would have good manners in all things that we're doing, good manners can vary. When you eat in the morning room, you eat with one set of manners, and when you eat in the big ballroom, you eat with another set of manners, and you say, well, man, that gets a little crazy sometimes. Well, that's the game you want to play. Now, let us look at the average family. The average family has a home, and the average family has a dining room table or a dinner table or a kitchen table, wherever they eat. And the average family has certain ways of doing things. And most of the average families have been taught to say grace before they eat. And if they don't say grace before they eat, they're thought to be unmannerly. So then they say grace. And they may have a long one or a short one, but that's not the point. Then what do they eat first? First they eat whatever the first course is. And sometimes they have coffee with the meal. Sometimes they have coffee after the meal. Sometimes they have water with the meal. Sometimes they have it after. And when is the main dish served? And when is the dessert served? Now, when is the dessert served?
At the end.
Last. The dessert is served last. Now, what would happen if you were from a family that loved dessert above all other things, and you always had your dessert first? And then if you had room for the rest of that stuff, then you'd eat it, you know? Now, I know a family that does that. That's the Marcello... Arnaldi family over in Switzerland. The children go to the refrigerator, and first thing they do is get their treats and their snacks and their ice cream and all of their goodies, and after they've eaten that, then supper's going to be ready in a little while, so then they go and get some other things out of the refrigerator and eat it, and when supper is ready, they sit down at the table and sort of nibble at what's there, and poof, that's what it is. But that's the manners that they have there. That's what they're taught. And they're neither good nor bad, but that's just the manners. So we want to always live up to our manners, because whatever we feel our manners, our good manners, we see others doing the same thing. And if you ever look at someone and you say, oh, they have terrible manners, look to yourself right away, because you wouldn't be judging. You wouldn't really care. You wouldn't be judging unless you yourself were failing in following good manners. Good manners are not only something that we do for our bodies, for doing with eating and for dressing and for sleeping and for other things, but good manners are what society calls good manners. And I doubt that anyone has, I don't mean to say anyone, I doubt that the smallest minority know the manners of society. Most people just play it by ear. They play it by how they've been trained in their family. They play it by how they've been trained in their world. And you'll find that children who are raised by their fathers have better manners than children who are raised by their mothers. Children who are raised by their mothers are raised to work with the situation the way it is. Children that are raised by their fathers are given a little extra touch, because the father wants the children to surely be good manners, because when they leave the father's house, they want to have had a good report on what they did with the father. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because with the mother, it doesn't matter. But with the father, it matters. Because the father is always on test. He's always on cue to be judged by others as by how the children are behaving. And this you'll find even true when there's a mother and father together. Because the mother always says, wait till your father gets home. When your father gets home, he'll tell you, and things like that. And this is what people do. That's part of their manner system. So you can get away with things with mother, but you can't get away with things with father. And of course, that's not always true. Father is more generous in letting you get away with things than mother ever dreamed of being. The test of good manners is seeing everyone with good manners too. Do you see everyone with good manners? If you do, then you have good manners yourself. Because seeing others with good manners is in itself good manners. Try that out and see how that works on your own personal life. And watch, by having good manners, you are always welcome. I know I train Rex to have good manners as my dog, because when I take him places, I like him to be welcome in their home. And he's not welcome in their home if he jumps on people. He's not welcome in their home if he lifts his leg on the furniture and does other things. And so, you see, a dog has to be trained with good manners too, just like people. Well, you all have yourself a lovely day, and know that the thought for today is always here for you. Sometimes it's genius, and sometimes it's silly, but it's always a thought for today. I love you. I love you. I love you.